Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends. We want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.
Portions of This Is Americans Live, the improvised documentary podcast, are brought to you by listeners like yourself, our esteemed sponsors, and the all-powerful, all-knowing random sentence generator, which inspires the stories you're about to hear. Yes, whenever you hear this sound, the next sentence you hear is a random sentence provided by our revered, omnipotent random sentence generator. For more This Is Americans Live, listen to more episodes of This Is Americans Live, I guess. And now, your first random sentence.
The secret code they created made no sense, even to them. They were a newly minted bank-robbing team. They tried to communicate with signals, whistles, voices, so that the people that they were robbing didn't know what they were saying to each other.
All right, listen, Jerry. We're going to go in there. We're going to go in there. Look how scared she is already.
Please.
Look how scared she is already.
Please.
And when I look at you, when I look at you, and when I tap my arm 4 times, and when I say jibby jibby, tibby tibby, And then I wink 3 times. You know what to do, right?
I give her the yeah, and then I'm gonna go yeah.
I think.
And then I get the.
That's what we're.
And then we'll ha.
Okay, wait. Hold on. We'll be right there.
Okay,
just
please.
Stay there. Stay there.
No.
Yeah. No. I tap. No. Wait. Hold on. I tap my arm 3 times.
3 times.
And then I say, jibby jibby tibby tibby. And then I hip tap. And wait.
You went.
They went back and forth for nearly 2 hours. Luckily, the people that they were robbing were too far away from the emergency button, so they had the runway to do it.
I told you, stay over there!
I'm so sorry!
Thank you!
Alright, okay, we got to right. Stay out right here.
Okay, you know what, new one,
no,
because that was, there was a little too much. Yeah, okay, so new plan, okay, so she's over there.
Oh, but
she's real scared.
I just want to go home, please.
You'll go home when we are all ready to go home.
Just take the money and go. Nobody cares what you guys are saying to each other.
Shh. Okay, yeah. You know what?
Just take the cash.
That's a good idea. Okay, so whenever I tap my toe on your toe 5 times and then I spit in your mouth, you go and get the money, or
look,
am I supposed to
I'll
get
just
money?
Give you the money. You don't need to do all that baseball code stuff. I'll just give you the cash.
Your Honor, my clients here were just clearly misunderstood. They did not commit any crimes. There was no crime committed. They did not commit a crime.
I'll make an assessment of that. Could you please call your witness, please?
My witness is one of the bank robbers. Please step forward.
Hi, how are you?
I swear to tell the truth.
all that stuff.
Oh, I said my witness was one of the bank. Okay, you know what?
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Since you're up there, since you're up there,
why does she get to go?
My witness, my first witness, Your Honor, is the what could have been the victim, but wasn't because no crime took place. State your name, please. Again.
My name is Susan McHenry.
Now, Susan McHenry,
Were
you harmed in any way by these two gentlemen?
What do you want me to say? They came in, they had guns.
Were you harmed?
It is an open carry state.
Were you harmed?
It was inconvenient.
Your Honor, hostile witness.
I was scared.
Your Honor, may I have a moment to confer with the witness, please? Thank you, Your Honor. Listen, we worked this out already. When I wink at you four times and I say, were you hurt? You're supposed to say, of course.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Of course not. You're misunderstanding the code.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. All right, Your Honor, I'm ready to proceed with this witness. Now, Susan.
I was so scared.
No, it's wrong. Your Honor, a moment again to confer with my client, please.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Are we going to jail? Are we going to jail?
Would you please hurry up with the witness?
It couldn't have been clearer with the signals. Was I? What were the signals? Okay, the signal, I can't remember what they were.
This is Americans Live. I'm your host, Ari. I'm producer Andy, and our special guest contributor is radio personality JoJo Wright. This week's theme, communication. Sometimes it's hard to communicate with people who are close to you, or maybe people who you have a close working relationship with. It's a human condition. To start off each story, we'll be using our trusty sentence generator in the sky as a jumping off point to improvise a show in three acts. This is Americans Live. Stay with us. Act one, the lyrics of the song sounded like fingernails on a chalkboard. It seemed appropriate, given the fact that he was a music producer and he was running out of options, so he just created different kinds of sounds to help keep his job.
All right, band meeting. Everyone get together.
Oh, fucking
get
hell.
Get together. Look, we all know that our last two albums
were fucking brilliant.
Flop City.
Population. The Queen loved it.
The Queen doesn't even know what she's even listening to half the time, innit?
She loved it. It doesn't matter.
She fucking loved it. Look, you're the only critic in this group.
You can't argue with the facts and the statistics and the data.
Oh, fucking
right.
Him and his statistics and his fucking facts.
Look,
what's the deal with this?
You guys,
are we doing music? Or you want math?
You want this to just be whimsy, you know? Oh, feelings. Are we just going to have it? This band does not run on feelings. It runs on chart-topping hits. Now, look, I wrote a song.
Oh.
All right? This song, I ran it by a producer. He loved it. He loved it. What? What? What is so funny,
nothing.
Bryce?
I think you're a fucking joke, mate.
Bryce, coming in here with the laughter. This is serious stuff. All right, listen. I ran it by a producer. I want you to tell me what you honestly think of this little ditty. Here we go. Here's the lyrics. Oh, my girlfriend is the first line. The second line is... And it's just the sound of nails on a fucking chalkboard for 3 minutes and 20 seconds following. Now, look, you may be saying to yourself, I don't know if this is such a great idea. Bryce!
What?
Don't look at me like this.
I'm just fucking trying to take it in, mate. You're telling me that it starts off with the lyric is what? I love my girlfriend.
No, it's oh my girlfriend.
Oh, my girlfriend. And the next thing I know, it's a bunch of fucking
scratching on a nail in the chalkboard.
I will say one thing. I don't think the first line of oh my girlfriend is the right way to start that.
Oh my god.
That's the whole problem.
That's my only issue with it as well. Thank you very much. I love the chalkboard.
What do you suggest, Trent?
Okay, so we start off with yippee-yo, that's my hoe.
Yeah.
Yippee-yo, that's my
hoe. Yippee-yo, that's my fucking hoe.
There we go. I like that.
The kids love it. It speaks to me.
It's a bit reductive, but fine.
Does it speak to you?
It speaks to me. When I do this, I feel that. I feel it.
But we can at least all agree that the nails on the chalkboard thing is the best way for the rest of the song, correct?
They went ahead and recorded the track, chalkboard sounds and all, even though the lyrics were a bit reductive, as one of them said. It actually did really well, and it helped launch their career into a new stratosphere.
Well, are we doing it now?
Yeah, we're going to sing it.
Let's...
Hold on, what's that?
Don't
sorry, folks. Sorry, folks.
Cord, man.
Sorry, folks, it's embarrassing. Bang me! Hey, when I got out there and I primed the crowd and I tell them, are you ready to hear the song? And they say,
but
yes.
It happens every fucking time. We're here to play and the chalkboard is still waiting in the fucking dressing room. It's like the chalkboard's become a new member of the band and he's getting more play than all of us.
Yeah, at a group meeting with the manager.
All right, let's talk about the band.
Oh, well.
I'll be honest with you guys. Me and the chalkboard, we're going to start our own thing. He's going to do a solo album, and I don't think we're really going to need your services anymore.
This can't be happening.
It's our chalkboard. It's our chalkboard!
Hey, you don't own a chalkboard.
It's our chalkboard right there!
Let's see what the chalkboard has to say about it.
You've turned on us too, chalkboard?
Can I believe that?
Hey, it's not just him. It's me too, because I see more potential with the chalkboard than I do with you two. You guys are a fucking nightmare.
I would have never wrote the chalkboard song if I thought the chalkboard itself would have been our undoing, Trent.
The chalkboard started his own tour. He was doing really well.
102.4 The Buzz. And coming up next, we got the new hot track from the chalkboard. It's called Lady M'lady. I love M'lady. And then it's a series of chalkboard scratches happening for 3 minutes and 40 seconds on 102.4 The Buzz.
The chalkboard was doing the press runs, going from station to station in different cities across the country.
We are live with the chalkboard. Chalkboard, tell me, how are you doing?
Yeah, tell us how you been. And be candid with us. How do you like being famous?
Have you met any other chalkboards along the way? Any other, you know.
Hey, try a race. No kidding. How'd you meet her or him? I respect your privacy. So you take your chalk and then you just put it in the hole inside in the back of the dry erase marker? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Stamford, Fishhead, get the hell in my office right now. I'm going over these air checks. I want to talk to you about these.
Let me just say bye to Chalkboard real quick. Chalkboard, my kids love you. Can you just call my kids real quick?
All right. I've got a list a mile long of FCC complaints. You guys had a chalkboard on the air. Do you have any idea what that chalkboard was saying? Do either of you speak chalkboard?
I don't know either. It sounded entertaining. The kids are loving it.
I thought they loved it too.
Well.
And I don't speak chalkboard, but I know. I love chalkboard's my favorite kind of food. I love chalkboard food. I mean,
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to be. Hey, look.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't know.
Hey, the mics are off. You don't have to keep the voice going.
I know you should.
Okay.
Thank you. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, go back to the voice, please.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
Hey, everybody.
All right, thank you. Anyway, all these complaints about this chalkboard.
Can you play some of those complaints from the? They leave a voicemail.
Yes. Here we go. God damn, I forgot what my code was.
55242.
Oh, thank you. Well, no, what's the...
55782.
No, that's for the hotline in the studio.
867-5309.
Yeah, that's right. Remember when I came up with that one and then we all laughed together?
Oh, that's good.
Because it was... All right.
Yes, hello? Is this the radio station, the Buzz? Hello? Yes? Okay. Oh, the voicemail. I was taking my kids to school, and I was listening to one of your interviews with your morning show, Chuck. And I don't think you're aware of the dog whistles that were coming out of that chalkboard.
Yeah, so that's just one of them. One of several. So what do you have to say for yourself?
I'd like to hear more.
Okay.
I'd like to hear more.
Hey, y'all, I don't usually do this. By the way, I'm a long-time listener, first-time complainer. I was listening to the morning show there, and you guys had a chalkboard on there, and my aunt burst out crying because the cursing from that chalkboard, a lot of cursive happening.
That's the second one, and that's just about it.
I thought we just listen to them back to back to back.
God damn it. Okay, fine. Hold on. Let me just do that. All right.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your radio morning program, and there was a chalkboard on it, and he said some pretty terrible things.
Yeah. I was listening to the morning show, Morning Word on the Buzz, and the chalkboard, he's told me to go fuck myself and told me to commit some pretty heinous crimes. And I just hope you're aware that he's telling all these listeners to... yes. Excuse me. So I'm driving in my big rig.
Okay, I get it. I fucked up. I shouldn't even have the chalkboard on there without a chalkboard translator. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Where do you go about getting a chalkboard translator anyway?
Tired of not understanding what your chalkboard is saying? Introducing the chalkboard translator. How's it work? It's easy. Your chalkboard says some shit to you. You press the button and it spits out what it says.
Let's try it out.
Hey, chalkboard, come over here. All right, say something.
Kitla, you should go kill people now. Kill. Kitla, you should go kill people right now.
Okay, you know what? Cut tape, you know what? We gotta do some more R&D on this chalkboard.
Let's see what else this chalkboard has to say.
No, please, I'm begging you. Don't make the chalkboard keep talking.
Please. Now press the translate button.
Draw penises on my face. Lots of penises on my face.
Vince, get the hell into my office right now.
Yes, boss, what's the problem?
Shelly?
The problem is we've got a chalkboard that's gone straight butt-ass crazy. There's nothing worse than going butt-ass crazy.
Thank you, Shelly.
Thank you. Should I stay in the hallway?
No, you can stay here.
Okay.
I
kind of like that chalkboard, though, the way he talks to me.
So what do you intend to do about what you allowed to be said on the
air
by a chalkboard?
Can I draw a penis on his face like he told me to do? Can I?
See what happens?
Draw penises on my face.
Coming up, Act 2. But first, a word from our esteemed sponsors. Stay with us.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back to the interview. This week's guest contributor is radio personality Jojo Wright. Jojo, thanks for coming.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. Yeah,
good to see you.
Good to see you.
How long have you been a fan of the show?
Well, this is my first experience with the show.
Let's try it again.
I've been a huge fan,
right.
Yes. for
very good
years.
Okay.
Years.
And what was the first episode that you heard?
The first one that I listened to was the thing where you guys had the, and the lady was, she was kind of screaming, and then you guys, you know, had the she was eating a sandwich.
Well, I tell you, don't we have that in the archives?
Yeah, I guess we do. Unfortunately, that one was a very experimental one because nobody knew she was making a sandwich.
I didn't listen. That's kind of where I stopped listening, is with the the sandwich thing.
Oh, that's too bad.
It hooked me. It was.
But what was the second favorite? just pick one.
That was episode 64 was my second favorite.
Well, there's three acts in that one.
Episode 64 was when the UFO flew in. He went to pick up the cow, but it was actually it wasn't a cow. It was like the school teacher.
We have that though. That episode, a clip from that episode, isn't it?
Let me find it. we don't have that episode.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? I'm trying to act it out.
Oh yeah, I did find it. I'm playing it now.
I have spotted a young cow.
Then let's go get that cow.
Cow's pretty heavy. I don't know if we can...
Hey! You trying to take my cow?
No, of course not. We're just trying... No.
I'm gonna shoot you out of the sky, a little tic-tac. No more tic-tacs around my cows. I swear to God, I saw one.
NBC News reports a UFO sighting over the hillside of Kentucky. A cow is being lifted off the ground.
So he ran outside and he said, I think I see tic-tac up in the sky. And he said, I'm taking my shotgun. And I said, there ain't no way there is a UFO up in that sky. And he ran outside. Damn near, plumb near, ding dong.
That was a great episode.
That was pretty wild. I couldn't believe that it was a UFO. It's crazy.
I know. We had to cut that episode short because that lady kept going on and on because she couldn't finish her sentence.
Sam Hill up on the end.
Still, I was decided to play it one more time to see if I could find the point where she finished, but she never does. So tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Well, I live in LA. I'm originally from Texas, but I live in LA for the last 20 something years.
Okay.
I do a radio show on Kiss FM in Los Angeles.
Was that a big dream come true for you?
It was. When I got the offer to come to Kiss, it was I was in San Francisco.
Nice.
Then they said, do you want to come to LA? I'm like, yeah, absolutely. So I came to LA, and that's shortly after that's where I heard your first podcast.
Oh, nice.
20 years
20 years ago you heard the first. Wow.
It's, I know. Great. I'm, so I'm you, a long time.
You're a long man. You're a long hauler.
Let's go to the first episode of a podcast.
Hi, this is Ari, this is, my throat hurts. Something's wrong with my throat.
Are you okay? No.
That'd be fine.
Oh, good, because there's no way that we can maintain that for the entire length of the show.
My voice is so hoarse. Let me just
clean
it up.
Oh, no! that's better.
Oh, good, because nobody wants to hear that. All right, so let's start the first show.
That was a great episode.
It was amazing. When I first moved to LA.
Yeah.
Right about that time.
What was it about LA that made you feel like this is going to be your new home?
I think there were more opportunities in LA.
Yes.
Hollywood is here, so you want to do anything in the world of entertainment, this is where it's at.
Did you feel like in Houston you were a big fish in a little tiny, you know, Houston pond?
In Houston, I felt like I was, you know, I was still surrounded by my childhood friends. Maybe I needed to branch out and see, you know, meet new people.
They just didn't believe in you.
They didn't believe in me. It hurt.
I think we have that in the archives.
Let's look at the archives.
JoJo, you fucking suck, dude.
JoJo.
You leave me alone, man. No. I'm going to be big someday.
Yeah, oh, sure. Right. Yeah. Big like what? Like a fat dude?
You got it.
I hate you. I hate you.
You'll, get out of here, JoJo.
You'll never leave this Houston pond.
And then we cut to the high school reunion. Oh, hey, JoJo, good to see you again. I haven't seen you in a while. I mean, what are we...
You want to meet my five kids? No, I would. I'm sure they're fine, but I don't want to meet...
Do you want to meet my seven kids?
He's got
seven. I got one on the way.
From four different wives.
Are all four wives here tonight?
They're all in prison, every single one of them. What do you do? What do you do now?
Two of them are, you know, gave birth to
You heard of it? The stutter never went away. What are you doing now, man?
I do a radio show in Los Angeles.
Wait, you're JoJo?
No.
Wait a minute. You're JoJo? Wait a minute.
JoJo on the radio from Kiss FM. I know. It's pretty crazy to think.
No way.
It is me. It's me.
What did we do with our lives, dude?
Literally nothing. Are you the same JoJo that hosts the iHeartRadio Countdown?
That is me, yes.
Oh, I love that.
You listen a lot?
Yeah, I love it. I love the way.
Really cool.
I love
Thank
the,
you.
I love the way you pull a lot out of all the guests and the guy who says the numbers and the song Talk titles. He sounds weird.
Can I guess what you were like in high school?
Sure.
Were you like a heavy metal dude?
No.
I would have pegged you for like a skater or artist type.
No, I was pretty shy as a kid. Very shy. And then it hit me that I wanted to try something in the entertainment world, maybe just so I can break out of my shell. And radio became the thing. My dad got me a job at a small, little bitty small radio station, an AM radio station.
What was it called?
KBUK, K-Buck.
That was the first place that I had a job. Wait a minute. I think I remember you now. Let's play the archives. Hi, my name is Ari. What's your name?
This is my son. My son, Jojo.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Today's his first day. I want you to show him around the studio.
I get to be on the radio today?
Yes, you get to be on the radio. I promised you. I promised you that you would get to be on the radio, and then I would take you out for ice cream after your air shift.
All right.
KBUK, KBUK, AM 1360, KBUK.
All right, let me just talk to Jojo alone.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right.
Bye, Dad. See you later.
All right.
Just stay close by.
Okay.
Hey, Jojo, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Don't fuck with me. This is my realm. If you try to take my spot, I'll fucking kick your ass.
All right. Now you guys got reacquainted. Isn't Ari such a nice guy?
Pick your words carefully.
Yeah, he's great, right? What? Why are you crying, son?
A bug bit me.
Ari will make you feel better because he's a real nice guy. I'm going to step away for a second.
Don't fuck with me. Don't fuck with my radio career.
I just want to be on the radio.
Yeah.
Why are you so mean?
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm back. Hey, why are you? Your face is even redder than before, and you're crying even more profusely than you were when I'm back. Ari.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for comforting him in his time of need right now. Thank you. Just preemptively. Preemptively. Okay. And you know what, Ari? I think y'all are going to be best friends for life, and I can't wait till 30 years from now or so when he's a guest on your show.
All right. See you later.
Bye. Forever.
I didn't realize that I was that mean to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, that was... It was uncalled for, the whole, you know, threatening me.
I was very aggressive in my early days in radio. You have a podcast.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about it?
I have a podcast called Paranormalish, which is, you know, about ghosts, UFOs, anything under that umbrella of paranormal. If you've had a paranormal experience, I'd love to hear it.
You personally have any experience with paranormal stuff?
I have had doors slam on me with no other explanation other than being paranormal.
Could they have been spring hinged?
Forgot to check for the spring. I guess it's possible, but I don't think it was.
Do you have guests on your show? How does it work? Can you tell me the format?
On the podcast, I'll have guests who have had paranormal encounters, and then they'll tell me their story. And sometimes I'll do research on a particular location where they had this incident happen. Sometimes we just take their story. Sometimes I have UFO investigators jump on and talk about, you know, working, you know, researching people's claims of experiencing a UFO or an abduction or a lot of crazy things. Sometimes you believe them, sometimes you don't. You want to hear a paranormal story?
Yes, I do.
This girl, she lived in Northridge. When she told me this story, she's probably mid-20s. But this happened when they were younger. Three sisters, 7, 8, 9-ish years old. And they live with mom and dad and grandmother in Northridge. Grandmother passed away. But the family were so torn up about it. They didn't tell the daughters that grandmother had passed. They kept this on for about a year. They didn't know grandmother had passed for an entire year. They would use excuses like, she's with Uncle So-and-so. She's with Aunt So-and-so. She's in the hospital. And back and forth, you know, because that would be things she would typically do. So they didn't know, once again, that she had passed away until a year later. Well, about a week after the funeral, mom calls upstairs and says, hey, come down for dinner. And one of the daughters, keeping in mind, they don't know for another year that she's gone. One of the daughters says, I can't come down, mom. I'm braiding grandmother's hair. She had her grandmother in the room. She was braiding her hair. She thought it was her. And she, of course, just disappeared. Mom came up running and she told mom, you made grandma leave. They never spoke about it until years later. Crazy story, right?
I didn't like that story at all.
Nuts!
Paranormal-ish. Well, where can we hear that show, by the way?
You can hear that show on the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, most podcast platforms.
Jojo Wright, thank you again for being our guest on the show. Coming up, Act 3. But first, a word from our sponsors who make this high-quality program possible. Stay with us.
Yo,
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Act 3. Lightning Paradise was the local hangout joint where the group usually ended up spending the night. After a long night of playing bowling and all kinds of card games, it was the only way that these guys could get together. They were all dads and didn't have lives of their own other than being a father.
I gotta tell you, I'm just real glad that finally we get a chance to hang out. I'm so busy with the kids.
I'm so busy with the wife.
I'm so busy with work.
I'm so busy with my car keeps falling apart on me.
I'm so busy with burying items that I steal from...
Hey, what? What? Did you... What?
I'm busy with my kids.
Hey, no. Kev, go back. What were you just saying? You're burying things you steal.
From estate sales.
What'd you steal? Jesus Christ.
From estate sales. I wait until people...
You're a detective.
I'm just... No. I'm just kidding, guys. I don't do that. Anyway, so my wife, the other day, I was just wanted to unwind and drink
Kev,
a beer. And
I think we should all discuss the big bear in the room. Am I right?
I think we need to.
Yeah. Are you stealing, Kev?
Not anymore.
23 years in the force, and you're stealing?
It's just the rush that I get from it when I...
How did you never get caught?
Yeah.
Because I know how the system works. I know how to not leave... Trey, anytime I go to an estate sale and I steal like a vase or I steal an urn filled with somebody's ashes, why are they selling that in an estate sale? Why would they sell the ashes? I don't know why.
But I
always wear gloves.
I don't think those are estate sales. I think you're just going to old people's homes and stealing things.
No, that's impossible. No, look. I go into a house that has a gate and it has a guard standing in front, and then I hop over the gate because I don't know the code to the gate, and I go in while the people are in there sleeping.
That's burglary. Breaking and entering.
Yeah. No. You guys are misunderstanding what I'm saying. I blow a blow dart into the dog so it doesn't bark when I kick in a window, and then I climb in. It's an estate sale. I climb in through the window. Sometimes I cut myself on the glass, but then I make sure that I don't get any blood on anything so there's no DNA evidence. An estate sale. What aren't you guys getting?
What's the worst thing that's ever happened? Like, did someone wake up?
Yes. And it's
an estate sale. The wife wakes up. I scramble to the garage. I grab a baseball bat. I hit, make sure the wife doesn't scream.
Whoa,
what the hell, Cat?
Estate
sale. It was clear that he had a definition of estate sale that wasn't shared by the rest of the friends. He had a habit.
Your Honor, my client was simply...
You better communicate soon, because I'm going to call mistrial. I don't know. I think that's how that works.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, as I was saying, permission to approach the bench, Your Honor.
Your Honor, can I please approach the bench to prosecution
No, only the defense. One person approaches the bench at a time.
Excuse me.
Can I approach the bench? I have nothing to do with this trial, but I would like to approach the bench.
The guy who...
Row three over here.
I was told this would not be open court.
You came to my estate and you took my vase!
Your Honor, no, I would like that person in the crowd...
If this is a witness, you need to call
the
witness.
I would like those comments stricken from the record.
I want my face back!
Your Honor.
With Uncle Rodney in it!
Clearly, I have a witness to the effect of his client coming into the house and also stealing very valuable goods.
I'll allow it.
Say your name for the record, please.
I am Jansen.
Was things stolen from your house, Mr. Jansen?
Yes, many things stolen from my house.
It was an estate sale.
It was not an estate sale. There was no newspaper ad.
Objection, Your Honor. Defense is talking out of line.
First of all, that was my client that spoke. I have instructed my client no more outbursts.
Your Honor, it's all coming from the defense, whether it's the actual person, the defendant, or the counselor on the defendant's
side. A moment to confer with my client, please.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, listen. You're going to let this witness talk. Now, when I stomp on your foot 4.5 times, you're going to not yell out it was an estate sale.
Objection, Your Honor. Defense is coaching the defense.
Your Honor, a defense attorney's job is to coach their client.
Objection, Your Honor.
Now, if I were coaching...
The defense is mocking me by doing my voice.
If I were coaching the witness, that would not be okay, but I'm... That's why you hire an attorney, is to have someone...
Your Honor, can I sidebar with my witness, please?
Yes.
Listen, when I say somebody stole your goods, you say yes. Am I right?
Yes.
And if I say that you were burglarized, you say what?
You're right. You're damn right. He's burglarized my house!
Okay, and then keep it down and try to keep your voice consistent. All right, here we go.
Your Honor, I would just like to point out that is a good example
of how an attorney communicates
with their own witness.
Your Honor, I'm not doing anything different than what the defense is doing, am I?
Oh, sorry. What'd I miss? The court is in session.
Epilogue.
So yeah, guys, an estate sale. That's what I'm trying to say. I feel like I'm not really communicating exactly what it is that I'm talking about.
I was at the courthouse, even though that attorney was brilliant at getting you off.
Yeah.
We're back here again talking about it.
Yeah, he got me off. He got me off. I won the case. They put me in handcuffs. They said you're guilty. They brought me to prison.
I saw that.
I murdered a guard.
Wait, what?
I got out of the prison. Yeah, I got away with it. I got off.
Kev.
Yeah.
You told me that in a letter that you won the case.
Yeah.
You're getting out.
Yeah, that's what happened.
No.
I won the case. They put me in jail. I killed a guard. I broke out of jail. I'm here with you guys.
Kev,
I got off.
Kev, that's escaping from jail. You didn't get off. You escaped from jail.
Wait a minute. Turn the TV up.
This just in on NBC News. Kevin just killed a guard and is wanted by the FBI. If you see this man.
Dude, is that JoJo from high school on the TV?
Kevin is wanted for killing a guard at the county prison.
JoJo! I never thought it would happen.
Oh, man.
But it did. Ari is going to be pissed.
This motherfucker. For producer Andy and our special guest contributor, JoJo Wright, I'm your host, Ari. And this is Americans Live. Join us next time.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, friends, we want to tell you about another really special podcast we love, Dinners on Me with Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Dinners on Me is a show where your favorite celebrities get dinner and get real. Jesse and his famous friends invite you to the table to share untold stories, Hollywood anecdotes, and personal secrets shared only with a full belly of food, wine, and dessert. Jesse is joined by Modern Family co-stars Sofia Vergara and Ed O'Neill, as well as Kathy Griffin, Simu Liu, Mandy Moore, Dax Shepard, and many more. Take a seat at the table and subscribe to Dinners on Me wherever you listen to podcasts.